This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Collectively breathe a sigh of relief. It should sound something like this. No, it doesn't really sound like that when I exhale. Although some might disagree. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, why are we exhaling? Yes, because on the Hill, something did get done. Not a surprise. A Band-Aid was put over the situation of keeping the government open. So what does that mean? That means until December, it gets punted down the road. So that's all in place. I'll give you more details on it if you want. We've been talking about this for a while. But Biden signed the bill, averts the shutdown ahead of the midnight deadline. So anybody who thought that they might have to go to work and not get paid, like somebody who works for the TSA, you're out at the airport, that's not going to happen. It'll be funded to December 3rd. And that's a good thing, because now there are other alligators to wrestle, so to speak. And the other alligators to wrestle include the debt limit and arguments over the debt limit and what should happen there. And this is something else that's not new. We've seen this conversation a few times in our history. So certainly, it was an interesting day for the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, who told Congress she would support ending the debt ceiling, calling for a very destructive debt limit to be abolished, and put her support to the effort to remove the debt ceiling altogether. Senator John Kennedy, speaking of wrestling alligators, from Louisiana, as many of you know, wasn't having anything that Yellen was offering up. He pressed her pretty hard on the debt ceiling. Here's a little bit of that tango that the two were doing.
Senator Schumer, who's a Democrat, and my friend, controls the Senate floor. And he can raise the debt ceiling by just amending the budget resolution, can't he?
It's possible that that could be done.
Yes, ma'am. So why didn't he do it? Why don't y'all do it? Why don't y'all just do it and we don't have this fight? Why do you insist on doing it the hard way?
Because it's very important to recognize that raising the debt ceiling is about paying bills that Congresses have incurred in the past. And it's a shared responsibility.
Why don't you just amend the budget resolution?
Democrats have provided votes in the past when both houses of Congress were controlled by Republicans, when the Republican Party was in the middle of reconciliation. Right. 2017 is a good example, and Democrats pitched in to do their duty to raise the debt ceiling.
But I know all that, and I appreciate your perspective. But let me ask you again: there's a real simple solution. Why don't y'all just amend the budget resolution?
All right, so here's the scoop. This was happening at the House Financial Services Committee. Again, Yellen said she would support eliminating the limit through legislation. She said the current system, again, is destructive, was her big word, and presents a risk to the economy, the stability of the economy. So now under this system, Republicans and Democrats hold regular votes to raise the debt ceiling, clearing the way for the government to cover its puts, the money they owe. The current U.S. federal debt is $28.4 trillion. Let me say that again. $28.4 trillion. Wowzers. Yeah. And like I said, this is the tango that constantly happens. So U.S. cash reserves are going to run out by October 18th. Without a suspension of the borrowing limit, then the government's at risk to default on its debts. There was not any movement there that is worth talking about because nothing's happening there. At this point, it is a no-go, but it doesn't mean there's not going to be more conversation. And this could be another midnight hour kind of thing that eventually happens. And that's not all. Speaking of spending money, what about the infrastructure talks? That's going to continue on Friday and, who knows, maybe through the weekend because the Democrats didn't reach a deal. You know, you look at Joe Manchin, and Joe Manchin just like, no, I'm not going to dive deeper into the pockets. And he's infuriating a lot of Democrats. But his maximum price tag, the senator from West Virginia, for the Democrats' budget reconciliation bill, which he thinks should top out basically at $1.5 trillion instead of the $3.5 trillion proposed by the Democrats. So he's a big hurdle for the Dems who want to pass that massive bill. The legislation faces unanimous opposition from Republicans. So that means Democrats will have to use the budget reconciliation process to try to pass the bill with only a simple majority. But with the evenly split Senate, do the math, the Democrats can't afford any defections. And Manchin is a defector. Right? He's saying, no, I'm not doing it. No, no, no. And the Arizona senator, too, both, she's concerned about the bill's price tag, saying that, you know, hey, this is how I feel about this. And, you know, I know it's causing friction. Obviously, it's causing friction. But for Manchin, the legislation's Medicare expansion is one of the biggest problems. He's argued that the program should be stabilized before expanding it. He said it a lot of times. He said we need to stabilize it. By 2026, you understand the trust fund is going to be insolvent. So if you are relying on that, forget about it. I think I did a story the other day where I was mentioning the fact that people can live to be 115 years old, maybe even 130 years old. Oh, boy, that'd be a rough sledding, wouldn't it? Everything goes away, poof, like that in an instant. All right, speaking of going away, a former FBI agent says Brian Laundrie will be found alive. So this case is just a wild goose chase, right? It's one crazy lead after another that seems to burn out and go nowhere. You look at the young woman in the middle of this that was found dead, Gabby Petito, missing, and her mother upset at reporting it, etc., wondering where she was, the whole thing. And now there's all these bizarre leads that are just leads that kind of don't have a tied-up end, I guess. So after weeks of searching and investigators confirming the body found in Wyoming was Petito's, the cause of death was determined to be unnatural causes. You know, where is all this going? And I don't know that it's been a long time since I've seen the nation this captivated by the death of a young woman who some followed along on her journey with this fiance, and then suddenly the trail goes cold. Lots and lots of questions. Hang with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Thinking about that that debt that we owe. You know, there was that debt clock in New York that just busted because you would go buy it and it got higher and higher and higher until eventually it's like, well, where are we at the height of ridiculousness? And this gets talked about a lot, like, oh boy, is that what we're going to leave to future generations? And we just keep passing that down the line, down the line, down the line. But then the bills come due and nothing has changed. So with infrastructure, no vote, that didn't happen, poof. I think they're miles apart, the Democrats and the Republicans, because we're talking about a chunky piece of change that Biden really wants, that $3.5 trillion spending plan. And the thing with that is, how do you fund it? And of course, supposedly, the broad strokes are that anyone making over $400,000 is making a lot of money and you're going to be paying higher taxes and we're going to take it from you. That's going to be part of it. And that's not washing with the Republicans. That's not going to happen. So there it sits stuck when I think there's people that could be working. There's people that could be fixing roads and bridges and tunnels and all kinds of really important things that are happening in crumbling areas where it is crumbling beneath the feet of the people who live in some of these suburbs. And again, more importantly, pumping money that is necessary that will help the economy. And it's just too bad because we've been talking about this for far too long. And it gets twisted in one direction, twisted in another direction, but it always comes down to the money. And the money is far apart between the Democrats and the Republicans. I mean, this is, you know, it's a war of bucks is what it is. That's how it goes. So how do we get the economy healthy again? How do we blast our way out of some of this And the answer is you can't just keep pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, and watching us go further and further, spiraling down that rabbit hole that has no end. I mean, it is true. You're just doing the same things, the people we elect, over and over and over and over and over and over again. So government shutdown doesn't happen, goes to December. No vote on the infrastructure, and debt ceiling hangs in the balance. We'll see. Are we going to pay the bills, or are we going to go in a different direction as a country? And I think the Republicans are going to stand pretty firm on this, and the Democrats aren't going to loosen them up. And if they lose a couple of Democrats like Joe Manchin, then it doesn't go. I mean, how do they make that go? That's the deal. Can't move him. I don't think he's going to be moved on this. So it would have to roll back to something that made more sense. In the meantime, there are other things that are happening across the United States that I consider to be the buzz in your backyard and mine. And that's what this show is about. What are we talking about? Okay, so maybe you had something connected to the government that you really needed, and you're not going to have to worry about the Social Security checks, even if they tell you, well, that wouldn't have been affected. You'd still never know, but now you officially don't have to worry about it until December. Usually December, it all gets shored up somehow, some way, but you never know. As for the debt, again, I think this is going to be something that's going to go right down to the wire if anything happens. It's interesting that, you know, Manchin has really stood his ground. And I, for one, think it's great that he's doing that. This is it. This is how I feel. I'm not moving. He said it for months, really, now. You know, it's funny. He said, I've never been a liberal in any way, shape, or form. He's told reporters that before. I'm willing to come from zero to $1.5 trillion. And he said it in July. He said it many, many, many times, that clearly that's where he was at, and that he really wasn't going to be moved off that dime. He wasn't going to move. So they're stuck. Manchin, you know, isn't really coming up with an arbitrary number in an effort to tank the legislation that's being pushed by the president. He's holding a line that he drew in the sand a long time ago, months ago, over a month ago. But nobody was paying attention because they were focused on, I think, everything else that was going on. But he clearly was asked about it a lot. I mean, we could go back in our archives, and I guarantee we've got comments from Manchin where he says that. Yeah. You know, absolutely. All right. So part of the buzz in, I think, in your world and mine is what else is going on? Because we don't want to constantly be hit with COVID, although that's part of the world we live in now. And we don't constantly want to be hit by every scary thing that happens in everyone's neighborhood that just tanks us constantly, where we're walking around like mopey zombies. So maybe this will give you a lift. Maybe this will give you a lift. I don't know. Maybe not. The Super Bowl announced its halftime show. Now, you can tell me you don't like football, but somewhere, somehow, some way, you're going to be somewhere where most of you, where there's going to be the Super Bowl on in the background, and you're going to pay attention to the commercials, and you're going to pay attention to the halftime show. You just will be drawn to it. So this happens in February. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, they're the headliners of the show. February 13th, Pepsi, the big sponsor, the NFL and Rock Nation announced that's who would be the performers on Thursday. It's the first time the five have performed, of course, on stage together. And you know what? It's a big audience. Like I said, even non-football people are watching. So all of those entertainers are going to release positive statements. Dr. Dre said, the opportunity to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show and to do it in my own backyard will be one of the biggest thrills of my career. And he's not the only one. The rest of that group making similar announcements about being excited to be at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, because it's going to be in Los Angeles, and the game is on NBC. Right now, fans are going back en masse to the stadiums, not mask, but en masse, meaning they're jammed. So will we see a jammed Super Bowl? My prediction is yes, barring something horrific that we can't see right now. I think it'll be back to how you really saw the Super Bowls in the past, which for that area, for Inglewood and surrounding areas, that means big bucks because so many people come in, hotels, which hospitality has really taken a beating the last 18, now going into 19 months of COVID. So for the West Coast, this is big all the way around with the entertainers that were announced, with the brand new stadium, with the amount of people that come to a Super Bowl, and especially if it's just kind of wide open, which right now today it looks like that's the kind of Super Bowl it would be. So that's pretty big for the West Coast. And sticking with entertainment for a minute, I have to give a shout out to Britney Spears. You know, Britney Spears' father, I didn't realize this, but the Hubs was watching the documentary that was done where the New York Times did a couple of hour long videos, you know, documentaries, reels, whatever you want to call them, on Britney Spears and what this whole thing was with the conservatorship. And Britney Spears' father is, you know, not the conservator of his daughter's $60 million estate anymore. And an attorney for Jamie Spears, her dad, described the ruling as a loss for the singer, saying that he loves his daughter, Britney, unconditionally, but he allegedly taped her and was paying attention to everything that was happening. For 13 years, he's tried to do what's in her best interest, whether as a conservator or her father. But there was a big group of people out there saying, free Britney, free Britney. And it makes you wonder what really happened behind the scenes. And by the way, when we're talking about all this money for these bills, $60 million for someone like Britney Spears, who performed on all those big shows that she performed, that's a drop in the bucket. Because there are others not as qualified that have made way much more money.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress has passed a short-term funding bill that will go through the middle of December. This will help keep government operations going for at least the next few months.
The yeas, on this vote, the yeas are 254, the nays are 175. The motion is adopted.
The president has signed it, making it official. The House is now trying to pass the infrastructure bill. Having dispensed with the funding bill, House Democrats, both progressives and moderates, have been in fierce debates over infrastructure. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has vowed to bring a bipartisan bill to the floor, but progressives are seeking assurances on a second infrastructure bill first. That's a $3.5 trillion social infrastructure bill. Speaker Pelosi has said she's unlikely to put the bipartisan bill on the floor if the votes to pass it aren't there. This is USA Radio News. North Korea has launched a new anti-aircraft missile capable of hitting targets at a greater distance. This marks the fourth weapons test in the past 2 weeks. It was carried out by the North's Academy of Defense Science, which also confirmed the missile's performance. According to the state-run Korean Central News Agency, new developments include twin rudder control technology and a double-impulse flight engine. Pak Jong-chan, a member of the ruling Workers' Party, was on hand to oversee the launch. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un apparently didn't attend. On Wednesday, during an address to Parliament, he condemned Washington's hostile policy. Officials in the Biden administration repeated that they're willing to meet the North Korean counterparts without any preconditions. The two sides haven't had any substantial negotiations since a February 2019 summit between former President Trump and Kim Jong-un. It ended without an agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Digging in the mailbag, but we didn't have to dig very far. I know I say that all the time, but it's the truth. Thank you to everybody who thinks about what they want to throw down, and they do all kinds of things. So we're going to dive into the mailbag again, just skimming because we don't have to go that far. KateAtKateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7, flip me your thoughts, just like Joseph did. And Joseph says, Kate, I'm so sick of the whiny babies in this country. I understand why we have that proverbial line in the sand or the tug of war that you talk about, because people are incomprehensible. The things that they argue about. Let your neighbor do what your neighbor wants to do. And if you don't like it, stay away from them. I don't understand why we try to force our opinions down the throats of others in our communities and our cities, in our school boards, in our schools, in other words, and across the board. And if you can tell, my family is kind of one of those families where we are what you would call split. Some are not getting a vaccine. Some have gotten the vaccine. We accept it. We live with it and decide what you want to do. We're having a family reunion, and it's up to members of the fam who have been vaxxed en masse who might not want to show up because there are cousins and others who have not done it. It is up to them to decide what they want to do. Thank you. All right, so there you have it. It's up to them to decide what they want to do. I mean, in a sense, you're right, right? Like, it's up to it, that there are a lot of whiny people, but I'm not really sure where you're going with that, Because, I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Do I want to go somewhere where I could be responsible for giving someone COVID? I just had a friend, an older friend. I've had younger friends and older friends who've gotten it. I just had an older friend who's got an okay immune system who got COVID because he went to an industry meeting. Some people weren't masked. Who knows if they were all vaxxed? There were kind of iffy protocols. It wasn't that there weren't any, but it was easy to get around them. And he might not be the only one. There were other people that left there that were tested positive for COVID. And, you know, if somebody gets through it and they say, well, it was kind of mild, it wasn't bad. But what if somebody doesn't make it? What happens when that happens? I mean, this is a nasty SOB of a virus. It is. I do believe it's a virus. I don't believe in conspiracy theories of it's just some baloney that was made up. It's not made up. Yeah, I mean, it's a virus, you know, and how you decide you want to handle it, I agree there are individual rights. And I understand why some people absolutely can't, by the way, get vaccinated, because there are some medical conditions where it would be disastrous. And I have to say, if I were somebody who was a young woman who was pregnant, I'd be concerned, because in one minute you're hearing one thing about pregnancies and vaccines, and in another minute you're hearing something different, or it's that one or two horrific stories that aren't conspiracy based, that are true, that have happened to somebody that make you think, I'm not so sure that's for me because I have those conditions. So I get the freak out. Look, this whole thing is like a psychological bomb has gone off on all of us. It really, the struggle, the mental struggles that everybody has to go through, the jumping jacks of whether you do this or whether you do that, or the story you heard from someone down the street to what horrific thing happened to somebody in their family, getting older, whether you're turning 15 to 17, whether you're leaping from a senior year in high school to college, or you're crossing over to retirement age and you lost a couple of years, right? So I understand the frustration, but absolutely, it is pandemonium in the pandemic when it comes to the psychological warfare that goes on in I think, everyone's minds, where they wrestle with what's right, what's wrong, and what infuriates them about what's happening. And nobody wants to be told what to do. We live in a country where we're not used to that either. You know, we're not living in China. We're not living in Venezuela. We're not living in other countries where you're served up, this is the way it is, folks. And we're not living in a country where there's a lockdown either. Look at our friends in Australia, in Aussie land, what they've had to do. A Melbourne COVID cases hit a record despite 2 months of lockdown. You know, we've had some of the authors on from Melbourne, and nice as can be, and they're probably going stir crazy. But then look at what's happened. And even in Ausland, they've made a big announcement. No jab, no pay for health workers. Like, so sad, too bad. If you won't take it, the Prime Minister is saying, forget about it. So that's inflaming the tensions with the anti-vaxxers in Australia. And it's public hospitals, ambulance services, private hospitals, private nurse offices, consulting offices, pharmacies, private pathology centers. All are going to have these new requirements. You have to be vaccinated. Have to. Mandatory. Period. That's it. That's the guideline. The guideline is get out or get vaxxed, or you're not getting paid. So our needle hasn't moved so far in that direction, although privately, the green light has been given, let's face it, based on what the president said, for healthcare workers to be under kind of a similar vice grip, but not as, I guess, not as brutal as Australia in a sense. All right, let's go to quickly get in a few as I went down a crazy side street. This one is from Susan, who says, Kate Delaney, do you like Tom Brady or not? I can't tell when you talk about Tom Terrific whether you do. Do you respect him? Do you think he's a good quarterback? And I know that you covered the NFL. I did cover the NFL. In fact, I have a great story. Tom Brady was a backup quarterback when I was a young reporter covering the NFL. And I can remember having a conversation with him because, yeah, he's a backup guy. He's hanging out. And the Cowboys were in New England, and I was there. And he was, as nice as could be, and people weren't really talking about Tom Brady. And then all of a sudden they were talking about Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. You can't take all those rings away from him. And he cemented that by going to Tampa and winning a Super Bowl with Tampa. And who knows before he's done if he wins another Super Bowl. I mean, how much does he have to do to prove that he's an incredible athlete? He is. It's going to be interesting to see when Tom Brady and the Buccaneers take on the Patriots this weekend and the kind of reaction and reception he gets, the reaction from the crowd. I think it's going to be a good one. I can't imagine they're going to boo Tom Brady. I don't see that. No. Okay, so let's go to another one. This one is from Frank, and Frank says, Kate, I'm wondering if you know the deal about the mail. I heard something about now the mail has announced that USPS, that it's going to be slower delivery times. Is that really the truth? It is. Isn't that kind of shocking, right? So mail for most Americans is going to start to slow down on Friday. So when someone says the check is in the mail, believe it. It could be circling the globe a couple of times, or it'll feel like that anyway. And that's the deal. The postmaster, Louis Nojoy, his blueprint for overhauling the U.S. Postal Service was to slash costs, was how are they going to do it. And the idea was slowing down the delivery. But that would undermine the public's faith. So if you have to get something somewhere, and let's face it, we are a nation of, some of us, of last-minute types, that means you're going somewhere else to mail whatever it is you're mailing. You're not going to go to the post office. They're already having problems. So almost 4 of 10 pieces of first-class mail, slower delivery. 4 of 10. Slower than the 70s. That is insane. What are they thinking? And it all starts, people, this week. It all starts Friday through the weekend. So now that 3-day delivery standard for first-class mail, letters, bills, tax docs, and all that stuff, it's going to drop to delivery anywhere within the United States 5 days. Wow. So if you procrastinate, you got to get on it, peeps. If you're going to use the Postal Service, which would be cheaper than some of the other options, sometimes they have the flat rate, you got to get there way ahead of time then. Because your letters and your mail is going to take a week. And, of course, it would depend on the destination a little bit, too. So, disastrous. What about rural areas? What about disabled people? What about older people? You are going to feel the effects. You know, some people, it's just about the check. You're getting the check in the mail. They're not doing direct deposit. They don't feel comfortable with direct deposit. So that means all kinds of forms. Passports, like that kind of a document, a tax form, that's going to come in the mail anyway. So I think it's going to really hurt the Postal Service. Who knows if we're going to have a Postal Service 10 years from now. I mean, this is their 10-year plan to erase $160 billion in loss over the next decade. I think it's a bogus, crappy plan. It's a terrible plan. How are you going to encourage people to want to go to the post office now? I mean, what's the bottom line? Slower is better. USPS. It's like the Pony Express. Think about it. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm so pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Linda Papadopoulos, and she is a renowned health psychologist. You know, I say health because mental health couldn't be, I think, more important. And World Mental Health Day is October 10th coming up. How do you manage these relationships that we're in, especially when it comes to online and when it comes to what is so confusing to people? You know, you look at what's available to us, the wonderful app, you know, looking at Messenger and Facebook, but how do you set boundaries? So she is the perfect person to come on, and we appreciate her coming on. So thank you so much, Doc.
Oh, no, it's great to be here.
So let's talk about what's happened during the pandemic and how it's affected the way we connect.
Yeah, so we all know that over the past year and a half or so, all of our communications, whether they were personal or to work, they transitioned to the online world. Like, we weren't able to meet in person. So that's how we spent time together, online. And I think as a consequence, because we kind of transitioned so many relationships online, we're, you know, now speaking, I think, and we're all thinking about, well, how do we have to set those boundaries? And what do we do to ensure that we can kind of have the same type of self-care, right? And make sure that we kind of protect our well-being when we're in the online world. So, you know, whether it's through direct messaging, you know, having those conversations, you know, we're thinking, I think, more critically, and I'm delighted about that, about what tools we can use, what things we can do.
Yeah. What are some of the ways that we can focus on meaningful connections? Give us some ways to do that, because I guarantee these listeners are paying attention to what you're saying and looking for that information.
Well, I think one of the most important things we can do is to kind of have that sense of entitlement to set healthy boundaries. We know that good relationships relationship, so have less healthy boundaries, an expectation of what, you know, what I can expect from you, what you can expect from me. You know, the more that we know that about each other, the more we can kind of develop this thing that we're building, this relationship. And as such, the earlier you do this, the better, right? So again, I always give the example in the real world, you normally kind of, I mean, roommate, for example, you have that chat about, okay, well, you know, I won't bother you because I'm a morning person, so I'll make sure I'm quiet. You know, okay, because you're an evening person, like, we speak about how, you know, when the lights are off. You know, or again, an online, you know, real world relationship, you're having a conversation and someone's saying something you see, you know, it's not something you want to hear, you know, it's not in accordance with, you know, with something that you kind of value or believe, you don't really have to engage with that person. But in the online world, I think it's very important that, you know, even when, especially when you're using messaging apps like Messenger, that you're able to stay connected, but at the same time you have those tools that allow you to reinforce those boundaries that are important to you to help build those relationships.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that. I'm a big user of Messenger. I love it, and it is so important to do exactly what you just said. And we're speaking with Dr. Linda Papadopoulos. She's a UK-based Canadian psychologist and one of the most well-known, as I said, respected in her field that you can get. And in your 17-year career as a research scientist and a practicing psychologist, which I think is so key, I mean, you've seen all kinds of things. Is this just a new frontier that we're in and talking about these boundaries? Because I think so much wasn't said about that in the beginning. And plus, I think, and this is just my opinion, you're the pro, that people aren't great at setting boundaries.
You know what? You're spot on. I think a lot of people were, you know, understandably thrown into this. So, you know, and there was a sense of no boundaries. Don't remember all those discussions early on in the pandemic, right? The people felt, okay, I'm working, but I'm working from home. Does that mean my boss can contact me at all? He has just any time they want to. And then how about connecting with friends? You know, I want to, but I'm not sure how to do this. And actually, I'd rather that not have my camera on because I'm feeling like a bit of a mess. How do I do that? But it was all of these questions about, I know what my needs are maybe, but I don't know what tools to use to kind of relay that. And I think that's what we're speaking about here, is that self-care, but the self-care in the online world in terms of building relationships.
Yeah. Where can people go for more information?
If they head to messengernews.sb.com, there's a lot of great information there.
Yeah. Well, I think this is so timely. It's so important, World Mental Health Day. One last one, Doc. What does that mean to you to have a World Mental Health Day? I think it's so important to recognize that on October 10th.
Couldn't agree more. I think for far too long we've kind of, you know, separated physical health from mental health, and ultimately it comes down to well-being. So, you know, the fact that we're finally speaking about this in a positive way, I couldn't be happier as someone who's worked in the field for years.
Yeah. Dr. Linda Papadopoulos, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
So this is a good time to reset those connections, all that kind of stuff, and find that safe space that she was talking about online. And World Mental Health Day is October 10th. We've had a lot of people on talking about that, of course, and this angle is an interesting one as well, because when you talk about what happens, like we talked about, you don't have privacy settings, so you're not, everybody's flooding your apps, your Messenger, all of that. You don't have, you're looking at things that, you know, that are, might seem suspicious or harmful. If you can review it, then you can just dump it. You know exactly what it is, and you can with the tools that they have there, and then blocking. If someone's bothering you, and for some reason people forget that. If someone's bothering you, you know what you do? You block them. That means they can't get in contact with you, right? The other thing you can do is you can ignore the whole thing. You can ignore by turning off a notification for a conversation or any new messages that would move into your connection request. This has happened to me where somehow I get on these long strings. Somebody throws me on some kind of a string and everybody answers, and I don't even, I have no idea even what they're talking about. And then, so the way to do that is ignore it, or is to mute it. If you mute it, then you're not getting anything from that conversation, right? Because the pandemic, if anything, it has definitely changed the way that we connect. And it's made social media and the Messenger app and all of that become key. A lot of people a lot of people use the Messenger app, so just managing it correctly will give you that peace of mind. And, you know, that's the best way to say that. Just to be able to do that. It's interesting about Dr. Papadopoulos, too. She was part of the original team on the reality show, the TV phenomenon, Big Brother. She went on to host a number of programs. She hosts a podcast called The Psychology Behind, and she is a known psychologist when you're talking about news, current events, and that kind of stuff. And she's featured on all kinds of news programs, Sky News, CNN, Vice, a whole bunch of others, ITN News, catch her there too. So that's an interesting connection with, I think, World Mental Health Day. So two things to keep in mind, all the things that I just said. Block, ignore, mute. Use your privacy settings and report something. You know, if something seems suspicious or harmful or doesn't make any sense, you can absolutely do it. And if more people kind of took charge of that and set those boundaries, then you wouldn't go through that psychological abuse that sometimes people put themselves through trying to figure out, well, what does that mean and why am I getting this? And I don't understand. And to the other side of World Mental Health Day, like I said to Dr. Papadopoulos, you know, bravo, because more people, especially now, because it's been so difficult in the last 18 months, that now we're seeing that more people are talking about their struggles. You're seeing that the great Michael Phelps has talked about some of his struggles, and he's talked about where you can get help and that kind of thing. I've seen him on a commercial spot lately, and the fact that there's more support and more awareness, and there's an actual day for mental health, which mental health awareness can be when somebody just has anxiety. You have anxiety, you have depression, you know, you have a combination of things that have happened. It's kind of, the goal is to kind of rethink, I think, mental illness and have that awareness and to make sure you check on people too, by the way. And, you know, a lot of times it's the people that seem like everything's okay that sometimes need the reach out. So keep that in mind. And just remember, October 10th is a big, big, important day. So thanks so much to Dr. Papadopoulos and all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.